What's up, my friend? Welcome to the Finding Direction podcast. My name is Stu Massengill, and I'm here every single week to bring you a passionate guest or message dedicated to helping you find your purpose so that you can live a life full of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for hanging out with me, and let's dive in. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to another episode here on Finding Direction. I am looking forward to diving into today's conversation with you as we look at what I like to call the deadline paradox. And before we dive into the episode, I just want to say from my heart to yours, thank you for joining us today on the episode. Thank you if you are a regular for tuning in every single week. If you are just joining us for the first time, thank you for your new earballs on this episode. And again, as I mentioned before, I am truly excited to pour into you over this episode of today. And so before we dive in, if you have not yet, make sure you hit the subscribe button so you can join us every single week as we dive into different insights, conversations, and tactics to ultimately help you build a life of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. And so, again, what we want to dive into today is what I like to call the deadline paradox. And for just a moment, I want you to imagine that you are back in high school, all right? And you don't need to get into all the drama that was back in high school, but I want you to imagine for just a second that you are let's say a junior in high school, and you're sitting in your English class. And all of a sudden, your teacher starts to tell you about a paper that you are going to have to write this semester, right? And it's the beginning of the semester. And so she starts to talk about it, and she goes, you know what? This isn't going to be due until the end of the semester. You have about, 4 months to do this paper, but this is what it's going to be on. And she tells you about the paper, and she talks to you about what it's supposed to be on. And after class, you sort of leave and continue on with your life. And all of a sudden, time continues to fly as time does. And all of a sudden, you are in class and your teacher goes, all right, everybody, don't forget your paper that I shared earlier in the semester is due next Friday. And all of a sudden, what happens in your brain is you go, oh my God, I forgot about this thing. I haven't even started on this paper. And what begins to happen is your brain goes into hyperdrive, right? And all of a sudden, you get so good at managing your time, you do the studying, you put in the work, the time, the effort, the energy, so that next Friday, when the paper is due, you can put it on your teacher's desk, complete it. And what happens sometimes is that in life, we can put things so far out, and sometimes it's not even 4 months out. Sometimes it's just one day, right? And one day is no day of the week. There's no day of the week, Monday through Sunday, that's called one day. But sometimes we go, one day, someday, I'm going to do this thing. And it never happens in our life because we do not leverage the power of a deadline. And so that's what we want to talk about today is just like when your teacher said, okay, don't forget, it's due next Friday, and your brain started to go in hyperdrive. What we want to look at is what if we could create that same effect, but rather than with a piece of homework, what if we could do it with your life and the goals and the things that you truly want to make a reality in your life? And so that's what deadlines do for you. And today we're going to dive into the 6 things that deadlines do for you. And at the end of our episode, I want to share with you the most important thing that you must do when it comes to creating a deadline. And if you do not do this last piece, deadlines do not work. All right. I want you to make sure you understand this. You have to stick around to the end because the last thing I'm going to share with you is what puts the magic sauce behind an actual deadline. And so the 6 benefits, the 6, again, sometimes surprising benefits for what a deadline and time pressure really does for you is first and foremost, and this one is actually pretty obvious, but the first thing that a deadline forces you to do is it forces you to get the thing done. I want you to ask yourself, how many times in your life have you ever said, you know what, one day I'm gonna get in a job that I really love, or one day I'm gonna get in shape, right? Or 1 month, I'm going to get in, you know, do X, B, right? Whatever. We say all these things, one day, someday, I'm going to do this thing. Now, what a deadline does is when you say, you know what? December 1st of whatever year it is, of whatever day you're listening to this podcast, you go, I am going to quit my job. I am going to give the talk. I am going to do the XYZ thing, whatever it is. When you put a date, it forces you to actually get it done, right? When a real deadline is created. So that's one of the most important things is if you have something in your life that you really want to achieve, and I want you to just think for a moment, is there something in your life you've been wanting to achieve? Is there something in your life you've been wanting to do? And have you been putting something off? And my question to you would be, are you really serious about wanting to do this thing, to achieve this thing? And if you are, you have to begin to create a deadline for it, because what a deadline does is it makes it so that you're actually going to get this thing done once and for all. Just like your teacher in high school said, Friday it's due. When you put a deadline, things start to happen in your life. So that's the first benefit of it. The second one is when you create a deadline, it forces you to start to tap into bigger buckets of your potential, right? Because oftentimes when we have something that we've been putting off, and you can see if this resonates with your own life, a lot of the time, at least what I've noticed in my life, is when I put something off, part of the reason that I put it off is because it's a little bit uncomfortable. Right? There's some discomfort around it. It's gonna require me to like push myself. It's gonna require me to really grow. And sometimes it's gonna require me to risk rejection. Sometimes it's gonna require me to risk failure. Sometimes it's gonna require me to risk being embarrassed, right? Or being judged. And so because of that, sometimes we don't really tap into the fullest amount of our potentials. So what you want to understand is when you set the deadline, what it does is it forces you to really start to pull things out of you, right? Someone once told me, they said, if you want to achieve something in your life, it's never that you need more time. It's that you need to be more resourceful, right? If you really want to achieve something in your life, you need to become better, right? You need to grow as a human. And when you grow as a human, that's what allows you to achieve the goals that you have in your life. And when you set a deadline, what it does is it forces you to grow. It makes it so that you have to grow because you have a deadline that you have to meet, right? So I want you to just think of an example. And I want you to imagine and think of if all of a sudden in your life, and God forbid, this is never going to happen, but just for the example's sake, I want you to imagine that all of a sudden you get a call from a doctor. And they go, hey, I just wanted to tell you, I have some really not good news. Something has happened to someone in your family, and the only way to save their life is if you come up with $1 million in the next 30 days. Now, if someone had that conversation with you, and let's say it's someone you love, it was a mother, a father, a sibling that you loved, a child of your own, if somebody said that, you would find a way to get it done. You would find a way to say, I don't care what it takes, but because there's a deadline of 30 days and somebody's life is literally on the line, you're going to grow, you're going to push, you're going to stretch yourself, you're going to find ways to become more resourceful, tap into bigger buckets of your potential because you have too much on the line. And although that is a very extreme example, what I really want you to get from it is when we set a deadline, it forces us to tap into larger amounts of our potential that sometimes sit dormant inside of us, right? We all have so much potential. There was a movie, I don't remember when it was. It was called Lucy. And in the movie, they talked about how humans tap into 10% of their potential. And they've gone on to done a lot of research on it. And it's not true that we only tap into 10% of our potential. But what is true is that we definitely do not tap into 100% of our potential, right? It's because we push things off. And so what setting a deadline is going to do is it's going to require you to increase the amount of your potential you tap into. So that's the second benefit. Now, the third benefit, and this is one of the most beautiful things, and it's that it builds a sense of momentum and progress in your life. Because when you set a deadline and you achieve it and you do it, all of a sudden you start to plant a flag in the ground for achieving this thing. And now you start to create momentum in your life. Someone once told me this quote, and I believe it to be true. It's that in life, momentum is the hardest thing to gain, and it's the easiest thing to lose. And in life, when we are in momentum, when we are moving forward in our life in momentum, everything is flowing, right? I like to call momentum like it's like the holy land, right? When you're in momentum, things are flowing, you're moving, everything's going right. So what setting a deadline does is it allows you to create momentum in your life, because now you're going to achieve this thing that you've maybe been putting off, that you've been afraid to do, whatever it is. And once you achieve it, there's going to be a sense of pride, and it's going to allow you to build momentum and progress. All right. So that's number three. The fourth thing is it improves your time management. All right. Because how many times have you ever had something you wanted to do and life just gets busy? Right. I think we could all agree that if you let it, life will become very busy and it will fill your empty pockets of time. Until all of a sudden you feel like, man, it's already June, and you go, I feel like I haven't even done anything. Right. Or you go, it's already June. What happened with those last 5-6 months? And it's because if you are not setting deadlines, time will continue to move without you. Right. Time doesn't care whether you're going fast or slow. Time is going to continue to move faster and faster and faster as you go throughout your life. So when you set a deadline, what it really requires you to do is you go, okay, if this thing is happening in 3 months, I have to be so particular about what do I need to do this week, right? If it's due in 3 months, now all of a sudden you go, okay, if it's due in 3 months, what do I need to have done in 2 months? And what do I need to have done in 1 month? And what do I need to have to done by the end of next week? And what do I need to start doing today? It allows you to start to reverse engineer things and really maximize your time management skills. So set a deadline, because it's going to make it so that you are more effective and efficient with the hours that you have in a day. And the fifth one is that, and this is really one of the things that I love the most about setting a deadline. And you can tell me if this is something you've seen in your life, but I think one of the most powerful parts of setting a deadline is it requires you to confront your excuses. When you put a deadline, you plant a flag in the ground and go, this day I'm going to do this thing, all of a sudden, all your excuses go out the window. Because if you all of a sudden say, you know what, I don't have the time this week to work on this thing, your deadline goes, well, I don't care if you don't have the time this week. By that date, by that deadline, you have to find the time. You have to make the time. You have to create the time, right? Let's say that you have a deadline or something you're going to meet and you go, man, I just don't have the right people in my life to do this. Well, now the deadline comes and it goes, I don't care if you don't think you have the right people. You have to go find the right people, go network, go meet people, go reach out, go do outreach, go talk to prospects, whatever it is. When you set a deadline, it eliminates your excuses. You go, I don't have the money to. Deadlines don't care. Deadlines do not care about excuses. All they care is that by the deadline, you get the thing done. So if you've, just a quick check, if you've been having some excuses in your life, right, where they come out, and this is not a moment to call you out. It's the reality that we all make excuses in our life at times. Right? We all sometimes go, I'm too busy. I don't have the money. I don't have the energy. I don't have the this, that, or the other. We're all guilty of making excuses in our life. And so I just want you to ask yourself, if there's something you want to achieve in your life, is it possible that you've been making excuses lately? And if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, is it time that maybe you set a deadline so that you can look those excuses in the face? And you can move through those excuses and you can achieve the thing you really want, because your deadline is going to almost disintegrate excuses. All right. And that's the fifth one. Now, the sixth one, and again, this is probably my second favorite one. I think the excuses is the biggest benefit. But the second one is that, or the sixth one, excuse me, is that you actually achieve your goal. You actually achieve and make the thing happen that you've been wanting to happen. That's one of the most beautiful parts about a deadline. When you do it right, and again, I'm going to share the last piece with you in a minute, that makes it so you have to hit your deadline. And when you do it correctly, when you set things up the right way, you actually achieve the goal that you have in your life. It's the most beautiful thing. So if there's something you really want to achieve, and I'm talking not just you're interested, you're thinking about it, like if there's something in your life you go, I want this thing in my life. I want to make this thing happen. Whether it's you go, I want to be in a job I love and I want to get out of the job I hate. I want to make a certain income in my business. I want to be in a relationship, whatever it is. I want to be in a certain health shape, right? When you make this deadline of when you're going to do it by, you actually achieve it. And so as we move towards the end of the episode, I want to share with you the last thing that I promised, and it's the most powerful thing when it comes to creating a deadline that actually makes it real. And I just want to give you sort of a preempt that this piece is going to make you a little bit uncomfortable. And this piece is something, this next step is something that maybe might make you go, I don't know if I really want to do that, right? And the reality and the reason why you have some of those reactions is why it's so powerful and why this thing is the reason that you will actually achieve the goal that you desire. And so the number one most important thing when it comes to creating a deadline is you must make a public declaration. You must make a public declaration. You have to tell someone or declare it to a group of people that is not going to allow you to slip up on this thing. For some of you, this could be that you get with a coach and you tell a coach, this is what you want to achieve by this deadline. For some of you, maybe it's posting on social media, right? But you have to create some sort of a public declaration that says, by this date, I am going to do this thing. You go, by this date, I'm going to do whatever the thing is that you know you need to do. And when you make a public declaration, now when all of a sudden, again, the excuses pop in, they go, you're busy. You don't have the time. You don't have the energy. You got this thing going on, that thing going on. In the back of your head, all of a sudden what plays is, but Martha's going to hold me accountable. Or I told my family I would do this. Or I told blah, 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 whoever. And I cannot let that person down. But I cannot let these people down. But you have to make a public declaration, because if you do not, it's easy to not be accountable to ourselves. It's easy to say, okay, you know what? I'm in this room by myself, and by, you know, in 30 days, I'm going to go do this thing in my life. And if we just say it to ourselves, it's easy over the next 30 days to go, well, you know, maybe it'll be 45 days, or maybe it'll be, you know, 60 days, because there's no one there to hold us accountable to our deadlines and our commitments that we've made. So make sure that you find someone that can hold you accountable. Make sure you make some sort of a public declaration to, I'm going to do this thing by this date. And when you make a public declaration, now the deadline starts to really become powerful. So those are the things that you have to do to create a deadline. Those are the six benefits from creating a deadline. And so my question to you before we officially wrap up for the day is, what is a deadline that you are going to set in your life for the next 90 days, let's say? It could be a 30-day deadline. It could be a 7-day deadline. It could be a 24-hour deadline. It could be a month, a 2 months. But at maximum, what's a 90-day commitment? What's a 90-day deadline that you are going to set in your life for something that you know you need to do that you have been putting off? And I want you to make this decision, and immediately I want you to go declare it to someone publicly. All right, could be a group of people, could be just a person, but you have to go declare it publicly to somebody if you really want to make it happen. All right, my friend, that is the deadline paradox and the surprising benefits of creating time pressure in your life. I want to say, as always, thank you so much for hanging out with me on the podcast. I hope you got something from this. More importantly, I hope you take something and start to apply it in your life. If you have not yet, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you can join us every single week. And other than that, my friend, have a wonderful, outstanding, incredible rest of your day. And if you do not feel like you want to go anywhere, don't feel like you need to, I have another episode coming up right after this, and you are more than welcome to hang around for that. All right, my friend, have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care.